Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Ted Boney with episode 21 for the week of March 5th, 2007. And here's Kate with the calendar.
Thanks, Ted. Here's the calendar of events for the week of March 5th. On March 5th, the Rockford, Illinois branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of J&M Plating at 5 p.m., followed by dinner at John's Restaurant. On March 6th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of Quad Graphics in Lomira, Wisconsin. Here's the Education Chair, Brian Peterson, with some more information.
Hi, this is Brian Peterson with the Milwaukee AESF. March 6th, we're going to have a plant tour at Quad Graphics. Quad Graphics does a lot of magazine printing. They also do some catalog printing, very high quality stuff. One of the processes that they have to do is copper plate and chrome plate the rollers that are then laser engraved with the images that they want to print. Should be a very interesting tour, and of course it's a very unique application for plating in our industry.
Thanks, Brian. On March 6th and 7th, UVEB West 2007 will be taking place at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Here's an excerpt from our interview about the event with Mickey Fortune, the Senior Director of RadTech.
UVEB West 2007 is the industry event for 2007 for the UV, which stands for ultraviolet, and EB, which stands for electron beam curing technology. UV and EB is a manufacturing technology that helps you dry or cure coatings, inks, adhesives, and composite resins much faster than traditional methods. And this conference and tabletop exhibition will showcase the latest information and products available for UV and EB curing. UVEB West 2007 will take place on March 6th and 7th at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel at LAX in Los Angeles, California.
On March 8th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at the Wellington in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And on March 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a technical session with presentations by Yinian Hang, Frank Altmeyer, William Hornsby, and Burl Stein, the president of Nycoform. More information on these events, as well as the full interview with Mickey Fortune, can be found by clicking on the calendar on our homepage. Ted, back to you.
Listeners, please call us at 732-477-1447, as we'd like to help you promote any metal finishing event you are involved with. There is no charge. And Finishing.com advertisers, please think about how a podcast interview with you might educate us all while helping to promote your special products and services. Coming right up is a fascinating education in black chromium plating, but first, a word from our sponsors.
This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome a new supporting advertiser to the Job Shops directory. Inta Technologies, located in Santa Clara, California, is ISO 9001 certified and does plating of metal, plastic, and metallized ceramic base materials with gold, nickel, silver, platinum, tin, and copper. Their services also include moly manganese metallization of alumina and beryllia ceramic and heat treating in vacuum or atmosphere-controlled hydrogen nitrogen. More information on this company is available by clicking on the Job Shops directory on our homepage. And we invite you to browse through all of the directories of supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible.
Because I've been involved in the plating industry for a good while, I've seen black chrome plating on a number of occasions over the years. I've seen it plated onto coffee tables and office furniture, where it offered a beautiful dark gray smoked glass look. I've seen it plated onto optical components, where it was a matte black and looked more like a very fine-grained wrinkle paint or a lamp black than like chrome. And I've seen it on solar collectors, where it looked, I suppose, halfway between or so. Now, if you add to that hundreds of people have written to this website over the years wanting information about black chrome, not only for industrial applications but for custom car parts, whereas I don't even know whether it holds up in exterior applications or what look they're trying to achieve, obviously it was time to call in reinforcements. So joining us today is Willy World with Highland Plating in Los Angeles, a guy who knows his black chrome. Hi, Willy. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the guy we're talking to, Willy.
My name is Willy World. I've been in the quality of business for over 20 years. I've set up multiple ISO 9000 quality management systems, FAA repair station, and safety certification. I worked with numerous military, aerospace, and Department of Defense companies, as well as quite a few government agencies throughout the years.
Before I ask you about Highland plating, please straighten me out on my confusion. When I saw this smoked glass-like plating, what was it? Was it pretty much like a decorative nickel chrome plating with black chrome instead of traditional bright chrome? And if so, why does it have that beautiful smoky look instead of being matte black?
What you actually see is what is called a mirror polished smoked black chrome finish. It is a highly reflective finish, whereas you can see your own reflection. Unlike black nickel, it would not tarnish or require clear coat to protect the finish. In comparison to decorative bright chrome, or chrome, which most people call it, black chrome is a darker, thin, dense chrome oxide layer applied over 10 times the thickness.
Does Highland plating offer a finish like that? And if so, can you tell us whether it is stable and suited for outdoor use, such as on customized automobiles and motorcycles?
Yes, Highland plating offers decorative black chrome. Black chrome is a stable at extremely high temperatures above 1500 degrees and very low cryonic temperatures, and it is available on automobiles and motorcycles.
And as for cost, would it be more like 10% more expensive than standard nickel chrome plating, or is it more like 10 times as expensive?
Well, polished decorative black chrome is about 3 times the cost of decorative bright chrome. Black chrome is truly one of the most difficult customized finish to process. Black chrome has poor throw or poor coverage in low density areas. Customized auxiliary anodes are sometimes needed for low current density areas, which adds to the cost.
Okay, thanks. Now, the jet black matte look, is that generally the same stuff, or is it a totally different plating process? Is there nickel plating under that, or is it applied directly to steel and brass substrates like hard chrome? And is that matte finish also suitable for exterior use?
Highland has 2 different black chrome plating baths. For jet black finishes, we use our optical black chrome plating bath. With the optical black chrome, you can achieve shiny jet black chrome finish similar to black Motorola phones or deep matte black chrome, generally used in military and aerospace applications for optical and thermal controls. Black chrome can be applied to almost any substrate, beryllium, albumet, titanium, aluminum, stainless steel, nickel alloy, copper alloy, plastic, glass, aluminum, and ceramic. And it does have a nickel underplate applied prior to applying the black chrome.
Okay, thanks. Now, finally, what finish is put on solar collectors, and what factors make black chrome the first choice for solar collectors?
Most solar absorbers are either black nickel plated with a protective resin added or black chrome. Black chrome generally longer and is stable at higher and lower temperatures. Resins generally do not withstand extreme temperatures, and black nickel does not have any protective quality. Contrary to what people think, black chrome metal coating is Rojas compliant, similar to stainless steel. As a solar absorber, black chrome can be controlled and designed to have high solar absorptivity values of 0.97 and low emissivity values of less than 0.10. During the early 80s, Highland Plating Company and the Department of Energy worked on a joint effort to engineer the highest quality solar absorber black chrome finish. An enormous amount of hours, effort, and resources were put into the proprietary black chrome coating, or thermochrome, which is our trademark. Results are a stable product that can withstand extremely high temperatures of over 1500 degrees, the highest black chrome solar absorptivity values of 0.97 plus or minus 0.15, and the lowest emissivity values of 0.10 plus or minus 0.05. Projects included mass production of solar tubes and panels for Spain and Lux Industries in Israel. A highly trained inspection team uses the latest state-of-the-art reflectometers and emissometers to verify thermal and optical properties for optimal solar absorber properties.
Okay, great. And do I take it that Highland Plating then offers all of these varieties of black chrome plating?
Absolutely. We offer black chrome as decorative coatings, medical coatings, aerospace coatings, military coatings, coatings for laser hardware, optical and thermal control satellites, NASA explorers, and a whole bunch of other type of use.
Are your services restricted to your industrial customer base, or can that classic car rebuilder or astronomy enthusiast contact you when he needs something special?
We service all black chrome plated requirements, from classic cars, custom interior of airplanes, to aerospace and military applications.
Okay, and if a customer needs parts plated, what number should he call or what website should he visit?
A customer can contact us at area code 323-850-1020 or visit us on the website at www.highlandplating.com. For technical questions, please ask for Andrew, our chemist. Our services are not restricted to black chrome. We also offer a variety of finishes, including non-fade anodized for the medical industry, black nickel, decorative chrome, brass, bronze, and antique finishes. Our plating lines can handle up to 12 foot in length, 5 foot depth. Highland Plating is an FAA repair station.
Okay, great. Now, is there any further information available on your website or anywhere else where we can learn more about black chrome plating?
Sure. For more information with regards to black chrome, contact Andrew and he can send you our HP specifications. HP 1120 is for thermochrome / solar absorbers. HP 1126 is for optical black chrome. And HP 1127 is for black chrome for safety securement.
Okay, Willie, thanks so much for the enlightenment on these issues that have really been bugging me for years. It was great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, and look forward to speaking to you in the future if there's any other needs.
That wraps it up for this week. Thanks for listening, and please try to join us again next week.